Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Three Quarter Time podcast, where we prepare you for the final quarter. I'm Janus. I'm joined with Cookie and with T-Gub. Boys, how are we going?
Very well, Janus.
Going well.
Did you just say something?
Me? No.
We're just so professional we are.
100% professional, boys. A lot's been happening in the world of sport, hasn't it? All Australian nights happened for the AFL. Premier League's going from strength to strength. The NFL's coming back. The US Open's kicking off. And we're going to be talking about it today. But first things first, how was our weekends?
Well, this is the earliest reckon we've ever recorded a podcast.
It's Midday Madness.
Sunday.
The graveyard slot.
Well, bit of a mad Monday here.
Beautiful.
But it's 2 p.m. on Sunday. It's been weird without football. It's just weird.
It is.
What have I done? What did we do yesterday, James? We went for a kick of the footy at Prinny Park rain.
The home of football.
We had a ping around. Oh, yes, the home of football. We had a ping around. Then we went back to Cookie's place and watched a bit of Gordon Ramsay Kitchen Nightmares.
Oh, just phenomenal.
Did a bit of three-quarter time admin. Watched a sensational film called Calamity Jane, Liam's favorite film. And then what else did we do? Oh, we went to a housewarming party. So,
geez, we're getting old.
A bit of an action-packed sort of Saturday.
What about yourself, Dub?
Me? Oh, had a couple of evening functions last night, which were good. Went to a restaurant in South Melbourne, actually. It was phenomenal. It was Mediterranean.
Was it entrecote?
It was called, no, believe it or not. It was called Nana's Place. It is a Mediterranean restaurant with like Greek, Spanish, Italian, and Maltese cuisine. It was delightful. It was phenomenal. I recommend it. And no, I was not paid to say that. So yes, it was very good. Really, really good.
Nice after, up.
Really good after a bit of golf in the morning, in the rain.
How'd
which is
him?
Beautiful.
How'd you hit him?
All right. I'll give myself a C-.
Can I ask something about golf quickly? Do you use plus one clubs or do you use bigger clubs or no?
I do now. They're like an inch and a bit longer.
Because is it just like, would I be able to play with normal clubs or no?
You can play with any club, yeah.
But would it just cook me?
No.
Is it possible?
No. Because you're a beginner, it doesn't really matter. As am I.
Yeah.
Okay. But like,
I don't know how far you think they are from the ground.
But they're built for people that are like 5'8".
That's true. What is the average height of a golfer?
Because I was looking at him today, and I'm like, what do I? Anyway, I think you're right. For a beginner, it doesn't mean anything. No.
The average height of a male professional golfer is around 6 foot, while the average LPGA is 5'6".
That's what I mean. They're all tiny.
We're calling 6 foot tiny.
Exactly.
To be fair. You're over half. I'm halfway. And you're over halfway closest to the next foot. So,
I might do a pitch and putt soon with a couple of mates. See how we go.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with golf. It's a lot of fun. Bit of social. Have a swing.
Well,
play 18. Yes.
It is if you're not as competitive as me. But
yeah.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just a mongrel
out there.
Do you
keep score? Because I don't like when I play. I don't keep score. I just have a hit.
That's soft.
We definitely.
We keep
That's
score.
That's funny.
We keep score,
Jonas.
No, I don't keep score. What I do, I rock up to the driving
mini
green.
Golf.
I go bang, bang, right onto the. I go bang, bang. I go onto the green, and then I take about 3 shots to get it on the, to putt it in.
You know what you just said, Jonas?
Yeah, the driving green. Yeah. I said it. I heard what I said. Been a long way.
That's funny. Speaking about funny, I thought we'd start this pod with a bit of funny humor.
Oh, yeah.
It's not funny, but it ended up being funny.
Well, the Bulgarian
football club held a minute of silence for an ex-player at the start of the game. And then about halfway through the game, the Facebook group of the Bulgarian football club posts saying, "We were misinformed. The player is still alive. My bad." How do you mess that up?
It would have been so funny if they did that like minute of silence and then they just pan to him in the crowd if he was there. But like up in the box or on the seats or something, just pan to him like in the office.
Like, my lord.
It's like the Swiss doctor who cut off the wrong leg during an amputation surgery.
Yeah, good call.
From like 10 years ago.
Talk about a mess up. Jeez.
Don't believe anything. I get much worse. It's the classic example of don't believe everything you read on social media. But believe us, though, we're always correct.
100%.
We're just fully factual.
Janus, we have the All-Australian team released during the week. Give me your first thoughts.
I mean, one, you can talk about like having a stacked bench, right? But they're all midfielders. Surely if you have like a bench, surely you have like rotations or backup for each position.
Like one backman.
Yeah, so you have a backman, you have a forward, a mid, and then like, I don't know, you put Grundy in the ruck and you rotate. I don't know. Like isn't that the point of having, you know, a team of the year by actually having players like play in a position?
The thing is, you just put
Nick 20 mids,
but you just put Nick Dacos at like back flank.
I get that, but it's like, what's the point of having like of selecting the best players if you're not going like positional? I don't know.
Because there's no such thing as a position in footy anymore. Like other than the ruckman and a key back and a key forward, pretty much everyone else can play anywhere.
Hey, Dub, what did you take away out of it?
I've just got the team up here. It's pretty good. Look, there's always going to be snubs. I'm surprised by the captain's selection. I thought it'd be the other way around. I thought that they would have gone Dawson captain, Cameron vice captain. But hey, when you win the Coleman by 14 goals, you have a right to be a leader. So
it was funny though. It was funny when Mark Howard went up and asked him, "Oh, you know, Jez, how are you feeling?" He's like, "I've never captained anything before in my life." So, yes.
Danger asked me to rev up the boys, and I say no.
Yeah, so that's also quite funny. But you know, Hawkins got it 1 year, but you know, Buddy Franklin got it 1 year. So, like, I think it's one of those things. Like, if they actually went over to like Ireland or something to actually like play using that team, I reckon Dawson would be the captain, but I think just because it's a team of the year thing at the end, it's sort of like a recognition sort of thing.
Well, I mean, there's Andrews, Dawson, Gorn, Anderson,
Bontempelli.
There's five actual captains in the team.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. Very good. Gunston got his plaudits, which is well deserved.
What a cool story.
Yeah, great story.
I guarantee you Tribune's... him or Tex will retire at the end of the year if they win the flag.
Oh, 100%. Well, it won't be Gunson then. That'll be Tex.
Pessimist you are. Have faith. Just think, you beat the Giants, you don't leave Melbourne.
Oh! Nah, we'll see. We'll see how we go. Just quickly on the finals. What are our thoughts? Do we think the Pies have a chance? I reckon it's a watch.
Yeah. There's usually an upset in week one. Like, usually there's someone who... I mean, it's the final, so is there really ever an upset? But it's more that... Yeah. It's Collingwood, you'd have to say... I'd say Collingwood or Hawthorn are the ones that could cause an upset.
Yeah. But I was thinking about, like, I mean, me and Cookie were talking about this yesterday. The winner of two and three, the second qualifying final, they are poised for, like...
Oh, they're in the grand final.
they're poised for
100%. The winner of that Geelong Brisbane game will play off in the grand final.
Yeah.
Like, it's 100%.
It's just a matter of who.
And to be honest, it may even be the grand final because you're going to say Geelong or Brisbane are going to beat Freo or Gold Coast. And then say they play Adelaide. Say Adelaide beat Collingwood. You've got to say that
Geelong could beat Adelaide.
Geelong or Brisbane are going to be favourites against the Crows.
We have a good record in Adelaide.
Geelong or Brisbane are going to be favourites against the Crows in the prelims. In the prelim. Yeah. Well, maybe not money favourite, but like football lore favourites.
Vibe.
It's a fascinating watch, though. It's a big test for Fremantle and Adelaide. I feel like...
As in to beat Gold Coast?
As in, Fremantle just have to win. You can't lose to the Suns. They're travelling literally halfway. They're travelling not even halfway. They are travelling all the way across the country.
Longest travel in football, right? Pretty much.
Yep.
For their first ever finals as well.
Yep.
So.
Don't slip up, Fremantle.
But that's also a Freo that got done by Port in the last game of the season last year and ruined their chance to play finals.
Yes. Thank you, Port. I will forever love you.
Yeah. So,
maybe it's good for the Suns, like, no expectation. Like,
their motto or something, because you know how each team has like a motto, like a finals tagline. I think theirs is like all gas, no breaks or something like that. So
the greatest one of those club tags was Essendon in 2013.
What was it, Doug?
Whatever it takes.
The needle.
Well, a little bit too far.
Yes. I couldn't even tell you what Carlton's is now.
What was it in 2023? It was like Stronger Together or something.
Yeah. It became.
Is that like
that.
Brisbane Pound the Rock?
Because I think Geelong's one in 2022 was like Untamable or something like that.
All marketing.
Yeah, it is all marketing, but Gold Coast is all gas, no brakes. So
you never know. The Suns don't have a home final.
Be Stronger Together.
Yeah, that's right.
Stronger Together, yeah.
It's good. They made that. Before the final series, I'm pretty sure.
I think all teams make them like the week before.
No, not all the time. Sometimes they stick with their mantra that they've gone without the year. Like Brisbane's is Believe.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was a good story.
It's still that again. Bloody bums stole my marketing. I should sue them. I should sue them. I guarantee you Cam Rayner saw the
Sorry, Dub. We've got a legal team. We'll get them.
Oh, we'll get them.
You've got editorial standards. Don't worry about it.
Yes, we do. But, no Carlton players in the All-Australian team. What a shock.
Yeah. I thought we could go through a three-quarter time. We love just comeback stories, just big performances in the last.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
That's what we're here for. So, a team that's been promoted recently at another comeback. Janus, take us through what happened last night.
Well, Sunderland hosted Brentford last night. It was a bit of a... Tell you what, it was a good game. Even leading up, even before the goals, both teams looked quite good. But Brentford took the lead, 1-0 up. And then I think it was a penalty that brought it back to 1-1 to Sunderland. But then in the 96th minute, the Stadium of Light really getting around the players, really just embracing that Sunderland spirit. They've been languishing in the depths of league, of the lower leagues for 8 years. They're finally back up in the Prem. They're trying to unite their boys, get them looking. And 96th minute, Wilson Isidore. He scores the winner. But out of that, that's a terrific story. It was a great goal, good win for Sunderland. But that story itself with Wilson Isidore, on Wednesday, he turned 25. On Friday, he welcomed the birth of his daughter. And on Saturday, he was a substitute and scored the 96th minute winner for Sunderland.
Beautiful.
So talk about one of the greatest weeks in your life. Oh, that is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. It was a ripping game. You know, both teams played quite well.
They saved a pen too.
Yeah, yeah, true.
In like the 56th minute or something. Yeah. The Sunderland keeper saved a pen.
Good save.
So just what a time to be a Sunderland fan right now. Like,
and
it, what
yeah.
a 12
and
months.
With Sunderland, when they score a goal, the limbs around the stadium, like Sunderland fans are so just, they are so happy to be back up.
They just storm the fence.
So happy to be there. My Lord.
If you watch the highlights, look at the blokes in the front row. Just only look at them. Because they just run, and they run around like kids. It's so funny. There's just grown men who might be like 50, and they're just running around like a toddler in a candy store. It's just great to watch.
We're loving it from Melbourne.
We are. Shout out Black Cats. Well, from two of us.
Just quietly. How good is the stadium name? Stadium of Light.
Oh,
it's just phenomenal. What is that? Is that a sponsor or is it just the stadium name?
Just the stadium name. I actually don't know.
It's just phenomenal.
I'm assuming it's just a stadium name. If it was in America, I'd say it's Bud Light, but it's
That's not. What I was thinking. That's exactly
the stadium of Bud Light.
No, I think it's just the stadium name.
That's good. But nothing just beats the G. The G is just like, it's the G.
I'll tell you why it's called the Stadium of Light.
Oh, here we go.
It was named after the miners and their triumphant emergence from the darkness of the mine into the light of day.
That is the most beautiful thing I've heard all day.
That is so beautiful. And it's very reminiscent of Sunderland. They're being in the caves and the mines of English football, and finally they've come back out into the light of the Premier League. There you go.
Oh, actually, 50,000 stadium, not bad at all.
That's huge. That's very big.
Yeah.
Now, I'll keep us on the topic of football. We've got the Australia Cup happening at the moment, which is like a local domestic competition in Australia. So it's like all the clubs in Australia, I'm not exactly sure how it works, but local clubs play good clubs. You know what I mean? We're having a bit of a dream run with Heidelberg FC. And now in the final, they have beaten 3 A-League teams in a row and held them all to nil. They just beat Auckland in the semi, and they already beat the Western Sydney Wanderers and Wellington Phoenix. So they're having a fairy tale run. I'm not sure if and they might come across another one in the final. I can't remember who it is. But there we go.
That's beautiful.
Wow. I mean, that's the beauty of those cup games. That's the beauty of it. Yeah, the underdog mentality. You come in, you stick it to the big teams, and you just show what you're worth. It's like Rocky, you know. You show your medal, show what you're worth.
Oh, bang.
But yeah, so obviously we had over back in the UK, we had Grimsby beat United 12-13 on pens after a 2-2 game, and United went down 2-0. But stuff like that gets you thinking. Something like that would surely be amazing to do in AFL. That sort of like having a cup, like a domestic cup. That'd be great. But
if it wasn't the AFL competition,
yeah.
Like even if it was like just all local clubs, I feel like would be cool.
Like imagine what Ballarat, do you reckon, T-Dub? Like imagine Ballarat East playing Phillip Island Bulldogs. I know you're both the Dogs.
Yeah,
but like,
it'd be cool.
Imagine that. Imagine like Surrey Park playing Sale. Like just in
it'd
a
be cool.
Geelong would a team from Geelong would probably win though.
Probably, and they probably would. But the thing is, what if
exactly
Sebastopol won?
Yes,
I mean that's the beauty of it. The what if, that is the beauty of it.
Exactly. That's
and the thing is,
what if
you only need like 128 teams, and there's more than 128 footy clubs around Victoria. Even if it was just a Victorian thing, like it doesn't even have to be an Australian thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Like imagine bloody, as I was saying, like Glen Iris Gladiators playing
like Warrnambool or something.
Warrnambool, yeah, like, it would be
Eagles.
So good.
Yeah.
It would be great. I think it would be good. It costs a lot though. But still.
It would cost a lot. But like,
it would build
it cool.
It would pump money into footy, though, grassroots level.
Yeah, which is what they've been trying to do. I mean, even with like the Carlton draft sort of stuff, they've been trying to do it. So,
yeah.
Or even if you just had the winner of each comp, or like the top, the grand finalists or something. I don't know. Play the neighbouring clubs, then they play the neighbouring clubs, and then eventually you just make it to Melbourne.
Yeah, you play the MCG.
Or,
yeah.
No, quarterfinals. Quarterfinals. The bottom four AFL teams.
Oh, yeah.
Like local clubs.
Yeah.
That could definitely work.
And see if that happens. Like, say, Richmond have to play AFL.
If you want to do Victorian.
Oh, yeah. But there's Queensland teams in the VFL too. But still.
Sure.
We'll just pick the bottom four Victorian teams and play them in this league, in this cup. And that'd be good. That's amazing. And in the other semi, it used to be called the FFA Cup because we're not very original. I believe Avondale FC play the Newcastle Jets.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Today at 3:00. And Avondale have beaten, let me just get up there, their matches. If it would work. They have beaten.
Avondale's from Parkville.
Yes.
I didn't actually know that.
They haven't beaten anyone. They've just beaten a bunch of teams. But they play like Brisbane City, who I assume are Queensland. NPL, NPL's the level below A-League, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's good. That's great. We love underdog stories.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see how the Heidelberg Football Club goes. Oh, you know what? I'm sure they'll get up.
Who are they playing?
Dream run.
Oh, no, we don't know. I'm an idiot. I just spoke about that. I brought that up. Brother, my brain just doesn't process today. That's very good.
Well, let's see if you can process this, T-Dub. Yep. The NFL season is starting this Friday. Football is back. And if you can't see, if you're listening online, he's got a Dolphins. He's got the newest, the 2025 white tour jersey.
We'll say it's 2025.
That's big, because you're not much of a sporting jersey memorabilia, man.
Oh, but I love my Finns, great man.
Yes.
I'm wearing I'm not even going to try and pronounce his full name. I'm going to copy his full name and put it in the doc. I used to be
able to say Tungavailoa.
No, his full first name. It's at the bottom. Have a look at that.
I have fun.
Oh, God.
Yeah, have fun. Yeah.
I couldn't pronounce it. But Tua, just stay healthy, brother. Please. Take us to the promised land. Get us a playoff win. I believe in you. And Cheetah, put your head in. And we'll be fine.
I like it, Dub.
We'll be fine.
I'm gonna hit you with some NFL rapid fire.
Oh, here we go.
The 2025-2026 season.
Okay.
Give me your AFC and NFC champions.
Oh, geez. Bills. Geez, this is tough. Rams.
I like it.
Oh.
Who do you think would be... Who's a bolter? Who's going to rise this season?
It's always tough to pick.
NFL's very tough to pick.
I think the Bengals. Yeah, I know that's quite a conservative pick, but I think the Bengals will... maybe they won't win. I think the Bengals and Ravens will be very close.
I like it. Give me your regular season MVP.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to say... I'm going to say Josh Allen. Purely and simply because the AFC East is so weak that he could seriously stat pad against the Finns, the Jets, and the Pats. He could have some, and he plays them six times. So 6 out of 18 games or whatever, 17, he could have some serious numbers to blow up his averages. I'll go Josh Allen.
And last one, what is more likely? The Finns making the playoffs or Kelce and Taylor Swift breaking up?
I'll back my boys in. I'll back my boys in.
The boys in blue.
I'll back in the Aqua boys. Love the Finns. Great. Just got to keep Tua healthy. Keep him healthy. If he plays more than... I think we've got a pretty soft schedule to start. So if our like season will be defined in the first like 6 weeks. If we have a good start, we're a chance. But the Finns are notorious for like playing good in like October, November, December when the weather's a bit warmer. Then when it comes to January, we just disappear because we can't Miami, play in the cold.
Yeah.
Miami.
Yep.
I like it. Well done, T-Dub. Well, I'll keep a close eye on the relationship front and I'll get back to you if anything happens.
Yeah, the real
isn't there something here, like he's going to change his name to Travis Swift? Did I read
really?
That? That could be complete. That could be just complete social media hogwash. But I
imagine they'd both keep their names.
Believe everything you see on Throw God at the Pine podcast. I believe it.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's come out of Travis my mouth. Swift. You got to believe it now.
We'll just spread misinformation. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
No, but we have editorial standards.
No, I never specified the podcast. It's fine.
Our written editorial standards are elite. Whatever comes off the dome doesn't really matter.
Oh, that's great. Janus, I'm not sure if you've seen much of the US Open, but the Damon, he's got a bit of a soft draw.
Didn't he have a walkover as well?
He had a walkover, just gone. My question is, if he plays Felix in the quarters...
Who are we going for?
Who are we going for? Or who do you think's going to win?
Well, oh, jeez. I mean, I'll back in the Demon. I'll back him in, and I will be going for him. But
good man.
That's not to say that... I mean, all three of us have a very personal experience with Felix Auger-Aliassime, don't we?
We do.
Yes, we did. We saw him play Corentin Moutet in the... Oh, I forgot what it was, but it was like the warm-up competition.
The Melbourne Summer Series.
Yeah, before the AO in 2021, it was. And we got a photo with the great man after, you know, he won. Was it 3 sets? I think it was. Or was it 2?
He smoked him.
Moutet.
It was 2. And then Moutet cracked it. Yeah, he absolutely cracked it. But we were at the back. I mean, I remember we were at the back. We were very audibly going for Felix. And Moutet wasn't having much of it. And he was swearing at us in French, swearing at his coach. He loses a point. He gets his racket. He throws it into the ground. It bounced up probably like 3 meters into the air. And Cookie, just sitting it down, just goes...
Oh, it was funny. There was about 10 people in the stadium.
Yeah, there were 10 people there.
And we were the only ones making any noise.
It was great.
But it was great because at the end of the, he shook hands. He like looked at his coach, went like, and then he turned around, went to us and he went,
"We love Felix." The thing that amazes me about that whole story is that when we saw him play in the Australian Open the following year, when he beat Emil Ruusuvuori, who is now actually one of my favorite tennis players. Anyway, cut a long story short, Felix won in 5 sets. We were there the whole day. We watched him. Then we went over to the race and we said, "Felix," well, I said to him, "Felix, do you remember us?" And he goes, "Yeah, you're at my summer series semi last year." And I'm like, "Brother, you play so many matches in a 12-month period. How the hell did you remember us?" And he goes, "I don't even remember what he said. I couldn't really hear him." But the fact that he goes, "Yes, you were at my summer series semi last year," was wild.
And we were backing him in that Ruusuvuori match as well. So,
wow, we had the Cookie and I had the Canadian striped rugby tops.
Oh, that's right. We coordinated the outfits.
We were there. We were up.
Yeah.
And one of my mates, he was a ball kid for that match. And we were like waving at him. and he smiled and laughed, and he got in trouble from his supervisor for breaking character.
Wow.
Cost him a Rod Laver spot, apparently. So, Charles, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
My name.
Oh, that's great. Nah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was cool.
We love Felix.
So, anyway, the Demon, he's playing the war number 435. Ready from Switzerland for a spot in the quarters. He'll likely play center in the semi. He has not played on the center court or just any. He's played on like court 17 at the US Really? Open, being world number 8, which is kind of amazing.
It's because he's a nobody.
He's playing on the outdoor courts. I know, but it's just funny. Anyway,
Cincy, I lost in the first round.
So, yeah, we will see. We will see how we go.
Yes.
Jonas, anything, any other, yeah, anything else you want to bring up on the pod?
Well, we're having a little watch party for Nottingham West Ham tonight, aren't we?
Here we go.
That'll be interesting.
Got the house to ourselves.
We're going to watch West Ham try and keep the manager in the job, or maybe try and get him sacked. I don't know.
So are you going for a sacking, Jonas?
No, I'm not. I don't think Potter's the problem. I think it's the board.
Up the Reds.
I don't think sacking Potter would do anything. He hasn't been backed by the board. It's only taken us conceding 11 goals in 3 games for the board to go, okay, well, maybe we should give him some money to sign some players he wants. So we've got 2 new midfielders, which 1 is a massive shock, and 2, they are also under the age of 22, which is another massive shock. Given that Thomas Socek, James Ward-Prowse, and Guido Rodriguez, our centre midfielders, are all over 30. Anyway, if we get battered, he'll get sacked. If we lose competitively, he'll probably keep his job.
Shout out also, I'm changing sports completely here. Shout out to Jeff. He got the round 24 rising star. Shout out to Jeff.
Oh, yes.
Love you, Jeff.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Who's Jeff?
It's like Jeff. I had to think really hard.
Jeff, Matthew, Jeff, Carroll. We love you, Jeff. We love you on the pod. Just that scintillating left foot from half back.
Yeah. Watched his debut in Gather Round, didn't we?
Absolutely.
We
did. Yeah, against the Eagles. Wake up, Jeff.
And Jeff didn't really do much that day, but... No, we all remember his goal against Melbourne. And Carroll! Oh, Carroll! We love Jeff. We love Jeff. Jeff just makes me smile. It's the hair flowing through the breeze like Ryan Griffin back in the day.
Well, I like that.
Yes.
No, well, left foot is the better.
Who at the Hawks makes you feel like that, Cookie?
Just excited.
Yeah.
It used to be.
You know what else? You know, I was literally about the same. took them right out of my mouth. Poppy. Oh, he's never had a better game than this. I was literally about to say, I watched Poppy highlights the other day. He never gets credit for anything. He gave off so many goals. It was unbelievable.
Mm. Yeah, he was good.
Never got credit for anything. The first goal in the 14 grand final, I think, just absolutely slotted it for Hawthorn.
Yeah. 196 games for Poppy, 185 goals.
He never got credit for anything.
Literally, his career highlights a 3-time AFL Premiership player. I guarantee Patrick Cripps would trade his resume for that one. Still, Poppy is the reason the Tom Hawkins goal is a thing.
That's the only thing about Poppy that haunts me to this day. But anyway, he tried to be Ronaldo from the corner.
In the words of Dennis, gee, that was ambitious. Yep. Nah.
But
so quick. So fast. Just like...
He's the one who kicked it to Brad Hill. Mum's in the right spot, all right.
Oh.
Pretty sure.
Yep. It was like a mung, wasn't it?
It was an absolute mung.
Yeah. Anyway, big night for the Hammers and the Tricky Trees.
Yep.
But we will see you after the first week of the finals, everybody.
Yes,
thank you all for listening.
We're making it down to Friday night.
We are. It'd be good.
Yeah.
See how we go.
Yep.
Only game in Melbourne.
You going on the Lions or are you going on the Catters?
If the Crows win Thursday night, then I will be probably going for the Cats.
Okay. And if they don't,
I'm going for Brisbane. Anyway.
He wants finals. He wants prelims in Melbourne.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not, we won't beat the Lions in Brisbane at a prelim. Yeah. It's over.
Yeah.
Bang.
So we'll see how we go. It'll be good. I'm excited. I'm missing footy. Finals is beautiful. Wow. Anyway, everybody, have a massive last quarter. We have gave you this podcast for half a year now, and we're loving it. So thank you all for listening, and have a good one.
Yes. Thanks.